This is Smart Boy Tees, and today we're talking about credit reports, different types of credit report and credit scores. So who wants to start? Naif, you can go.
Credit reports are determined in if you have a good report or a bad report, and also if you have a good credit score, then that means that you pay back the money that you owe in time or before that is due. And also, a good score means that the bank can loan you money and your interest rate is low.
Okay, so they talked about credit worthiness. So that's what credit worthiness, what does that mean?
It means that your credit score is good, and it means that the bank will loan you money if your credit score is higher because they trust you to pay it back on time, so they'll loan you money.
So if your credit score isn't that great, what will probably happen?
Your interest rate will be higher. So they'll, like, sometimes take the risk and give you the money, or maybe not at all because your credit score is bad.
Okay. And Sadia, tell me, what are the three reporting agencies that we learned about today?
Equifax,
Trans. So say all three loud and proud, like you know what you're talking about.
Equifax, TransUnion, and
Experian. Okay, so those are the three credit reporting agencies. So what else do you have on your list that Naif didn't talk about? And I'm going to come back to you, Naif, for more information. So get ready. Go ahead, Sadia.
If you have 700 or more, that's good. And then if you have 800 or more, that's excellent. And your credit report collects information and it's like your report card.
And so what's the average credit score for Americans? They talked about that. What was the average credit score? Did you write that down?
300 to 850.
So that's the scale from 300 to 850. But what's the average of each American? Did you write it down, Naif?
It's 600.
So in the 600s, preferably the mid to upper 600s is the average American credit score. So go ahead, Sadia. What else did you write down?
There are three credit reports, and you don't have to pay anything for your credit report, but if you want to see it, you have to pay a fee.
If you request it more than once in a year, because you get it for free once a year, but if you want to see it more than once a year, you may have to pay for it. Is that all you have? On the other page. Anything else that we talked about or that you learned that Naif didn't mention? What's on your credit profile? When they pull up the report, what information comes up? Naif, answer that.
Your social security number and all your personal information and the records of, like, if you had a bankruptcy or something, that would be on your record.
Mm-hmm.
And also, the three credit bureaus, they make your credit report.
And it could vary. Everyone isn't the same.
It's a little bit different.
Mm-hmm. The rating could be different, right? Anything else we missed? So, do you have good credit with me? Or do you have, like, average credit?
I don't know.
Do you pay me back on time? Or do I have to hound you for my money like a collection agency?
No.
Yeah, I do. The last time you borrowed money to pay for your dominoes, I had to hound you for my money. So that would affect your credit score with me. You gave it to me eventually, but I had to hound you for it, right? So when I do little things like that, I'm teaching you guys ahead of time. When you want to borrow, you have to pay on time, but it starts with us first. What about you, Dia? Did you borrow? I don't think you borrowed. Yeah, sometimes, but not really. It's mainly naive. So I guess that's it for today. Until next time. Bye. Say bye.